You've got to tune to KEXP. We're listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online around the world at kexp.org. And I am beyond delighted to have live in studio today legendary band The Afghan Whigs. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's always wonderful to have you in studio.
It's always wonderful to be here. Thank you, Cheryl.
And not to put any pressure on you, but you never disappoint. So let's see what you got today.
Okay. One, two, three, go. Now that the blood has begun, I'd like to see how it's done. Behind my back into my face, let's take money and run. Before you go for that sun, you better think about love. While you're debating, be waiting for the sound of a bomb. It's my desire for your company. Me and this motherfucker pointing his gun at me. Every complication, every little crime that you have, I will find. If you ever do change your mind, I'm over you. I tell you why. Your kiss is poison. You can't stop wasting mine. I cut you down. I spit you up. You play the fire with me. They say that fate is a card,
the sun is a star,
and that the sun is a star. I'm throwing shade, we got it made, I think I have a cigar. I got a number for it,
there ain't no way it can fail.
I'm so excited you decided to come over and bail.
Incredible. The Afghan Whigs live on KEXP. I cannot tell you what a pleasure it is to see all of you playing live again. What a treat.
Thank you.
The fans must be going crazy. I know you just started the tour down at Coachella. How was that?
It was really fun. We actually started the tour at Pappy and Harriet's in Pioneer Town.
Tell me about that. I actually know people who flew down just to see that show.
It's it kind of looks like an old bull ring in the back. You know, it's all dirt, and you play on a small cement stage. It looks like it was modeled after Golgotha or something. And
that place has kind of a special emotional attachment for you.
Joshua Tree in the high desert is a place that I do a lot of recording. I do a lot of my demos, and I write. I've written many songs out there. So yeah, it's a very special place for me. It was fun to be there again.
It's, again, I just can't get over how wonderful it is to see and hear you all performing live. And can you introduce this fabulous band?
This is Dave Rosser on guitar. John Skibick is also on guitar. On piano and cello and violin and all kinds of stuff is Rick Nelson.
That's John Curley on the bass. And that is Colly Symington on the drums.
Some longtime friends playing music with you. That's got to feel great.
It feels great. I mean, that's how you want to play music, you know. Music should be an expression and a celebration, and that's kind of what we're doing right now.
That's kind of how you live your life. You've surrounded yourself with some wonderful people and longtime friends. Your new album, Due to the Beast, incredible. And you had a lot of people helping out on that. Can you talk a little bit about some of the people who contributed to that?
Besides the people in this room, my good friend Mark McGuire from Emeralds, he plays on half the record, and he's just one of my favorite musicians in the world. Van Hunt, who played with us at Pappy's and Coachella, and is playing at the next Coachella. Van, just one of my favorite singers in the world. Joseph Arthur sings on the record. Clay Tarver from Chavez plays guitar. We did a gig with Usher last year, and his guitar player and musical director, Johnny Natural, plays on the record too. Dave Catching from Eagles of Death Metal is on the record. I know I'm going to spook on somebody. Petra Hayden, she's on there too. Anyway.
That's a great group of people and so diverse.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know. I like to keep it fresh.
Well, we're dying to hear another song. We do want to chat some more, but can you play another track?
Sure.
I better tune up for this one.
It's the Afghan Whigs live on KEXP, the new album, Due to the Beast. Tonight, they're here in Seattle playing the Showbox Market, and I should mention the album is out today on Sub Pop Records, and it is incredible, and we're so excited. They're playing live songs, all from the new release today.
Love to see, but love.
sleeping with another team. Love to see my love. Come back, you dirty rat. Behold the scheme. Love to see my love.
Afghan Whigs live on KEXP, the new album Due to the Beast, and we are so delighted to have them live in studio here at KEXP today. Greg, I don't want to embarrass you, but you all have to know the Afghan Whigs are one of the most acclaimed bands of the last three decades. And while you cover similar themes on some of your albums, in my opinion, I don't feel like any album by the Afghan Whigs is ever the same. And so I'm curious what you're sort of exploring on this new record.
Well, I'm exploring me 25 years later. You know what I mean? It's every record for me is like a photograph from my life, from, you know, what... who I was with, you know, what I was doing, where I was, and I think this is like the 14th record I've made since I was 22.
I love that you're not even sure.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but they're all cool in their own way. When people say this is the best record I've ever done, you know, I'm like, well, you know, I think I've made a lot of great records, and with a lot of these guys in the room, I've been playing with all these guys for many years. So, but I'm immensely proud of what we did this time, and looking forward to taking it around the world.
Well, you should be, and I'm actually incredibly proud of all of the work you've done. I remember when I bought my vinyl copy of Big Top Halloween,
Wow. And
I've been a fan ever since of so many of you. And again, I just have to repeat over and over how wonderful it is to see you all playing together. I saw that you recorded the record in L.A., Cincinnati, and New Orleans, and if I'm not mistaken... and a little bit in Joshua Tree.
If I'm not mistaken,
those are all places that you've lived.
Exactly. Well, I've never lived in Joshua Tree, but it's adjacent to where I live. So
was that intentional? Is there sort of a theme of home on this?
I mean, in that there's all studios near my house, you know.
Okay. In practical terms, mm-hmm. there's the theme of home.
I had the last Twilight Singers record I made mostly in my house. So I kind of wanted to get out a little bit this time, and this was more of a live record. So Dave and Rick live in New Orleans. I also live in New Orleans part of the time, and John, of course, lives in Cincinnati and has a studio there. So it was cool to go there. And Cully and I live in Los Angeles, so we go to Joshua Tree and record all the time. And
it sounds idyllic.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool life, you know?
Well, you all deserve it. You've done a great job. Thank you for all the great music that you've shared with us, and
right,
we'd love to hear another song.
Okay, you got it. Let me tap this out first.
Let it be light, baby, where there's none. Memories bad, baby, never done. I control, collect the light, coming slow, but that's alright. Let it be light, baby, where there's none.
watch them run. The enemy that has waited for the sun.
Wigs live on KEXP. Tonight they play at the Showbox here in Seattle. Their brand new album, Due to the Beast, is out on Sub Pop Records today, and we're so honored. They're celebrating the release of that record, the first record by the Afghan Wigs in over a decade and a half, by performing live here in the KEXP studios. And man, what a group of talented musicians we've got live in here today. And there's so much going on. Greg, I know that you are a huge fan of classic soul and R&B, but I also love how much you keep up on new music, and you love to do creative covers. I'm always excited to see what the Afghan Wigs are going to cover, but I'm interested to know what you're excited about right now that's new.
One of my favorite artists that I'm listening to now is this cat named Odyssey. He's a rapper, sings also, plays a lot of organic instruments, and uses a lot of classic samples. He's got a new record called Tangible Dream, and I've been listening to it nonstop. So, but I will not be covering it now.
Okay. Well, it's always an adventure to see the Afghan Wigs live, one of the best live bands out there, and always a surprise or two in every show. Speaking of which, you mentioned that show at South by Southwest last year. I'm so sad not to be down there to see it, but I've actually watched it on video, and even on video, you can totally feel the magic in the air. And then Usher joined you on stage, and what a brilliant collaboration that was. Whose idea was that?
It was I think it was the people at Fader magazine, and then Usher expressed an interest in playing with a rock and roll band at South by Southwest, and I think he had heard our cover of Love Crimes and then really liked the song Something Hot.
It didn't look like that was him just spontaneously coming out and performing with you. Did you actually spend some time with him?
We rehearsed for 2 days.
How was that working with
really,
him?
Really, really cool. I mean, I had spoken to him on the phone 3 times before we got to Texas. You know, we just kind of like got to know each other over the phone. Nice guy, man. Really down to earth, cool guy, hardworking. You know, stayed as long as we, you know, we rehearsed like 8-9 hours a day for 2 days previous, and you know, first to come, last to leave. Usher Raymond, hardworking guy.
Well, it was fun, so much fun to watch that video. Like I said, I wish I'd been there. And as I mentioned, it felt like there was magic in the air. And I'm wondering, I keep reading that show kind of was a spark for the band to want to make the new record.
I think it was, you know, we had been away for like about 4 months, and I was actually in Australia recording with Steve Kilby from the Church when I talked to Usher on the phone. So I was sort of working on something else when it happened, and you know, but that's what happens in life.
Well, Due to the Beast is on Sub Pop Records, which is home to us, and of course, very beloved to many, especially us. And I noticed that you dedicated the album to Sub Pop co-founder Jonathan Poneman.
I did. Jonathan was the first person outside of Ohio. Well, I'm not going to say that, because Joe Shanahan in Chicago did, and other people, but the first person, like, in a position to help us get our music out, you know, really believed in us and brought us out here, you know. In 1989, we played at Squid Row, which I don't think is there anymore.
But I was there, luckily for me.
You and about 12 of your friends.
If I'm not mistaken, I think you guys were the first signing outside the Northwest for Sub Pop.
I see that a lot, but the Fluid were from Denver. That's outside
that's
the
right.
Northwest.
Thank you for correcting.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, I got to give, because the Fluid are actually like
incredible.
They were an incredible band. Will always be an incredible band. But it was them who sent our cassette to Jonathan. And so, you know, I mean, I'm kind of sitting here right now because of, you know, that exchange between the Fluid and John Poneman.
That's a great piece of history. Thank you for sharing that with us.
They exchanged fluids with Jonathan Poneman.
The Afghan Whigs are live here in the KEXP studios. If you have time for one more song, we would be so happy.
Okay. See if I remember this one. Over and over I get to know myself. Over and over there ain't nobody else. Imperceptible the light I draw to you. The kills to watch you love another. I should have known better when I caught you out. You were incredible. Never knew you like and love you now. You are illegible. Imperceptible, but I was all I need. It kills the one who loved another. Thank you.
imperceptible, the lies construed to waste your time. It kills to watch you love another. It kills to watch you love another. It kills to watch you love another.
A moment of silence for the Afghan Whigs. That was incredible.
Thank you.
Tonight, playing at the Showbox at the Market, we are just so excited to have you here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling.
The new record out today, Due to the Beast. I'm actually quite captivated by the cover of that record, although I can't even really tell what's going on there.
I've seen many, many thoughts, and it's sort of like a Rorschach test.
That's
to
exactly
a lot
what
of people.
Like.
My friend Amanda Demi is an amazing photographer, and I actually saw that we've been friends for almost 20 years, and she had that photo. Her Instagram feed is one of the best ones out there, and I check her all the time, and last summer she had that one up, and I was like, oh my God, there's the cover.
That's great.
So that's I have very talented friends. So
you do, and thank you so much for all of you friends coming in today. You seem like life is really great for you guys, and you're going to be circumnavigating the globe together.
We are. This is the first step of many. So
well, have a wonderful time, and we're so honored you started the tour here with us in Seattle. You'll be at Showbox at the Market tonight, and then going back down to Coachella by way of San Francisco.
Yeah, we're going stopping in San Francisco first, and then going back to Coachella, and then a couple weeks off, and then East Coast and South America.
Wow. Well, great job. The new album is incredible, as are all albums
Thank
by
you.
The Afghan Whigs. You've got to tune to KEXP Seattle.